We're here again, the Creation Lightship Healing Hour, and today's date is, nobody told me on the fast chat here, the 16th of November. Larry, you're slipping. 10 lashes with a wet noodle. So this is the 16th of November, and it's 2011. So let's do a clearing here. Let's do a clearing for, we always do emotions. Carrie, you out there? Do you have any ideas what we can do that we haven't done for a while?
Oh, gosh, that we haven't done for a while. Yes, hi. Hi,
one that we haven't done at all. Let's do a Mind Loop 2 clearing.
Oh, yes, let's do that.
We do the Mind Loop 1. Mind Loop 2, okay, the Mind Loop 1 clearing is what you think about all the time that keeps going through your head, keeps recycling over and over and over again. And that helps to get rid of those repetitive thoughts that you have that's kind of nagging you. Now, the Mind Loop 2 is what came into effect when you landed here for the first time and the doctor or nurse grabbed a hold of you, or maybe they had to put forceps on your head or something to yank you out. And that's just kind of that information when you're first born. And that's where all the negativity comes in. So when you're with or inside of your mother, even though it may not be a pleasant experience for you, you're still using her spirit energy to nurture you. And then lo and behold, all of a sudden you come out and you go, where am I? I want to go back. This is kind of cold out here. And, you know, what's going on with me? And that's the Mind Loop 2 clearing, where the negativity all of a sudden grabs you. So here we go, everybody. We'll do a Mind Loop 2 clearing. And here we go. And it's hard to say at what point this clearing is going to work right now. We'll just have your spirit find out what you need. And it could be, just prior to birth. It could be just after birth. But we'll just see how you feel. So here we go. One, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, boy, kind of heavy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so just to kind of see how you feel, and get some comments here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me, yes, and I'm not seeing any questions yet, so just want to remind, in case anyone new is listening, if you want to ask Ron a question, you can type that into the FOSS chat, and then Ron's doing a Q&A tonight, so looks like we get a treat of two a week now, so a new one on Wednesday night, and that's after the show here on BBS on Station 1, so about 8 p.m., Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern for about an hour. So I'm going to read that number now. If somebody could type it in, that would be great. I'll try, but you know me, I can never get on there. So it's 212-990-8000. So it's a different number from the one that we used to for Friday nights. 212-990-8000, and then there's a PIN number, and that's 8008 and the pound sign. So, and then the second thing, is that Ron has set up a new email address that you can type, send questions to during the week for either the Wednesday or Friday night Q&A. So I'm just thinking, actually, as I'm saying this, Ron, when you guys do that, you probably want to put at the top, let Ron know what night you're going to be listening, whether it's the Wednesday that we're having tonight or the usual Friday. You can also type into the fast chat during the Q&A, and if I'm on, I'll read those out. So there's this new email address, and it is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So if you have a question, you can send that to Ron anytime during the week and specify whether it's for Wednesday or Friday. And Ron will have those to work from on the Q&A. And so we're just sort of trying to streamline things a bit and get a few more questions in, more questions answered. New people perhaps who don't want to come on the line can send a question in and we can read them out. So use that and let's see how that works. We're just going to sort of see how that works. So it's CLS, Creation Lightship, CLS, questions at yahoo.com. So let's have a look. I'm trying to get back to the fast chat now. I'm not seeing anything. Ron, do you want callers tonight? I don't know. Really, I forgot to ask before we went on if you wanted callers.
Yeah, we could have some callers. Yeah, that'd be fine. But we want to kind of keep this. This tonight is for self-empowerment with the light ship. So I kind of don't want it to go sideways so that we have a very productive show here to help people about what they may want to know. So remember, this is about CLS information that you may need to have about different clearings and things. So like we just did the Mind Loop 2 clearing tonight, and that's designed to help you out when you first are born, coming into all this negativity and the mind energy hits you. I'll do the first week here of being here, just see how you feel with that. So this is covered in the Mind Loop 2 clearing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm getting dizzy. How are you doing, Carrie?
I'm getting tightness and heat in my bronchial tube.
Well, this maybe you had shots or something, people. I don't know. I won't say shots are bad, but we'll continue on here. I can't say that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. What? Okay, I don't feel too great right now, but anyway.
Sorry.
We had a nice clone healing, so if you guys want to be decloned somewhat, remember we have lots of these, but even, you know, a little bit helps. So we did that two Mondays in a row here. We'll be doing it again this coming Monday. And just got on the conference call. It's $20 for an hour. And we went through a lot of clones. I think we did maybe 21 timelines, if not mistaken. And Larry was keeping track of how many clones got released. But when I do the clone healing, let's say that I'm doing this here, and I think we went up to, I don't know, it's been, to me it's like years ago, but and then we went to probably about 400 clones on one of the particular times thereabout, or over 300, I'll just say that. And so you could have only had, say, 50 of them. But I have to continue on with it until the very last person is completed. So I'm still trying to figure out how to do it on the website to get out that many of them. Initially, when I started, I thought I'd do it maybe a minute a clone, but that would take too long. So I'll have to just figure out what to do with this here. And so anyway, it was quite interesting. Near the end, it feels like you're kind of floating, I think, you know, like you're disattached to everything around you because you have so much more of that spirit in you after you get 21 timelines released. And these clones are out of your life. So it, to me, it's a whole different feeling that it is when you do the timeline crashing. But everybody will have their own way of looking at it. But if nothing else, it's really something you could fun and to talk about to all your friends. If they want to listen, naturally. But anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think I forgot to give the numbers out if anybody wants to call in on Station 1. Maybe somebody that was on the Monday call would like to call in and tell everybody else what it was like to get decloned on the 5:30 Pacific call after the BBS show on Monday. So we're on station one today. So toll free in the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008, and then after that, hop down to line four, and that's area code 530-413-4522. So Ron, Charles is saying that he recently had bronchitis and is wondering if you could do a sample clearing for that.
Okay, the first thing we'll do is entities, because they can be taking away your healing energy from the mind of the body. So let's do entities here. And I'm yawning. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's release a alien critter that could be in your throat. And here we go. Most likely it'd be the poison. So let's get rid of the poisons. The critter, I think the poisons are the big thing. So we'll do them both. So critter and much of the poison. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I'm having a hard time breathing here. 18, 19, 20. Oh, man. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, we'll see how that helps you. And let's just try that, okay? So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. So, yeah, Tom is mentioning a little bit ago that he was also feeling dizzy, so that's probably when you were too, Ron. Janice is saying the left side of her shoulder is jerking a lot. Thank you. And Cheryl is saying it brings more clarity to my thoughts. I feel more here. Does that do a timeline crash, I guess? So, Cheryl, it looks like Cheryl's wondering if when you cleared, I think this is all referring to the first week after we were born. Did that involve a timeline crash?
No, but I could do that.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I feel dizzy now. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. We got a lot of... So Larry is saying that the total was 4,216 clones that you cleared on the call on Monday. So that was lots of different clones on a smaller number of timelines. Mika is saying one of them was around 560 and another one there were over 700 clones on. Jane is asking, are clones part of mind looping? Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm thinking here. Are clones part of mind looping? Well, yeah, if they're in you, of course. you know, unfortunately. So
they're sharing our mind, perhaps.
Yeah. So that's what the clones are doing. If we can get maybe somebody who was on the call. I don't know if, I think maybe Nikki was, I thought, maybe not. But if somebody was on the call on Monday, maybe you could explain to the people how you felt when we first started, and maybe how it was maybe halfway in between, in the middle, and near the end. So I'll wait for somebody to call. Maybe we can get two callers. That would probably be best. That way I'll have a different perspective. So
yeah.
I'd like to have two callers just to kind of share their experiences, because I ask for people to talk, but you know how the line kind of gets quiet. Unless you wanted to go to, if you don't want to talk, you can go to the clsquestions@yahoo.com and type in there, and we could read what you have. That way you're anonymous. And that'd be good, too. So we'll be monitoring that right now. But it was quite interesting near the end for myself, because I almost felt like I wasn't here, working with all these energies. You know, like I was here, but it's kind of like I felt like I was floating, you know. Definitely looking at stuff like everything outside of me that I was looking at was, you know, like what I tell people, like being in a fishbowl, you know. So... we'll wait for
tired.
A caller. It would be nice to have some feedback. I know we did hair the other Monday. People felt their hair different, I think. And we did some animals and pets, I believe.
Yeah, I think you did hair on a show, actually.
Yeah, could have, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I have a feeling I said something, so it was probably a show. I was just going to read something, and I've gone blank again. Yeah, I know you were very tired on Monday after you did that. I know the first time you did it for me, just so that I would know what we're talking about here on the show, I felt extremely disconnected from everything in my room. It seems to be a little bit different every time you do one, like different body parts. You get a little tiny bit of warmth in one part of your body when you bring back the real part of us that the clones had been, the space where I guess that little piece of you was what was used to make the clones on that particular timeline. I'm not sure if that's right, Ron. That's how I've been picturing it.
Yeah, that's true. I was just thinking back to the lady that I worked with to the alien injected her with cancer, and they kept abducting her to see how she was doing.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I was probably in the, I don't know, early 80s or something. I can kind of vaguely remember. Boy, maybe even before that. But anyway, so I was just thinking, they probably gave her, you know, since we now know about clones, that the clones were probably by a certain alien race, and that alien race then infected the clones with a certain type of cancer because they wanted to check it out. I'm sure that they weren't trying to find a cure for it, because they already gave her the cancer. They'd probably already have the cure, you know, but she was a specimen that was living here. So if for some reason, we'll just say that she resurfaced right now, although she was probably about 60 at the time, and I don't think she's living, but we'll just say that for some reason she said, "Hey, Ron, this is me. Remember me? I had the cancer, you know? Can you take out the clones of me that have cancer? And maybe that'll stop my abduction." I'm just kind of talking out loud here. Then maybe if we got rid of those clones that had cancer in her, maybe she'd return back to a perfect wellness. So for those of you who've had the experience of having clones released, you know, this is kind of where I'm going. So you might be able to look at that yourself. And knowing that maybe what you have, a condition, was imprinted in you, impregnated in you, we'll say, or whatever, infected or whatever, by the clones, and the clones now have this, and maybe, you know, the real you is perfectly fine. You know, maybe the real part of you, once you finally get whole and complete, is perfect. So, you know, we're just kind of learning here a little bit. But that's one way of looking at this here. And maybe that's why we don't live for a long time, because the clones are always infected with something through the emotions to cause us a problem. Remember, the emotions cause our problems because of the DNA that's stored inside of us. I always talk about this here. And those emotions will eventually kill you because they block energy. So it gets to be kind of ridiculous once you start realizing this here. And now that you know that the clones more than likely are causing your problems, then you can be decloned. And since you're listening, I will say that we'll be on Station 2 Friday and Saturday. So back to you, Carrie. I don't have a caller yet. I wonder what's happening out there.
I think we do, actually, Ron, but the beep didn't come through. I think we have somebody on the line. Is somebody there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
You're there. Okay, go ahead, Victoria.
Ah, you recognize my voice. Hi, Ron. Hi, Angelie. Hi, Carrie. Ron, you wanted some feedback, and I have a little bit if you'd like to hear it, a little bit more additional to what you already have from me.
Okay, so that's good. Just so you're doing headlines.
A headline, sure. Basically, from the conference call, I got more of my all the healings, I get more of my heart-centeredness. But what was really great was as you release the clone energy out, my heart seemed to go and, like, send, like, a spiritual target. It was, I don't know how to put the word. Anyway, my heart seemed to fill up the areas of the body, and my spirit helped in it. I'm trying to say this in words. It's hard to get the concept because it happened so fast. And it seemed like there was just, my heart went to every part of the body that was had the clones and kept filling up. And you made a reference, it might be like in one big heart. Well, I don't know, but it feels great, and it felt like at least 4 to 6 different types of healings at the same time, and mainly feeling warm and circulation and things like that. And a lot of emotions were just gone. I didn't even have to deal with them.
That's good. Anything else you may want to add? Or
I got that the clones, that's why it's so good that when we do the clearings that you give the unlimited, because all along we've had different clones in us at different times. So every time we got a healing, we were handling some portion, you know, that the clone was there, and then they would leave, but they would come back. But now getting rid of them, I can see the benefit of the unlimited on everything, or going back and redoing every clearing that your spirit, that our spirit may lead us to do, because it's going to be deeper and more blockages are gone because the clones aren't there anymore. Do you think that's so?
Probably so, I would think, yeah. There's a lot of stuff that we're dealing with, you know, that the clones can attach to. So it's interesting, you know, to experience what's going on with clones. So do you see your plants change at all?
I have plants outside only because I travel so much, but I do notice there's a different brightness to, because one evening you said if you don't have plants with you, you can look at the plants outside. And normally I would, but the trees look just more vibrant. I would say there's like, sometimes I can see the energy around trees and energy around things, you know, I think I can. It appears lighter, and that's really beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, I think somebody else is mentioning that, too. Maybe it was you. I'm not sure. But I remember somebody saying that about the trees. My plants, the first few times you did it, Ron, I was looking at one particular plant, and it definitely became more alive-looking, more vibrant. And I felt, the very first time you did it, I felt a lot of sadness coming toward me from the plant. And then another time, I just felt like it was reaching out into the space all around it. I mean, it felt like it was reaching out to me, but it was probably just reaching out, sending out a lot more life force energy, I would imagine. So it's a little bit different every time, I find.
Right. Yeah. I see that too, Carrie, especially with our animals. My little kitty cat, she is just she's sweeter, and she likes to touch my face like a human. It's just amazing, and she doesn't scratch me. And I'm like, where did this come from?
Yep. Okay, well, thank you for calling.
One more
thing,
Ron. I know there may be some other callers. This is so great. Thank you so much for this. There's so many things that are happening so fast, it's really hard to put into words. But there's one other thing that is going on. It seems like my spirit, and I don't know if anyone else is experiencing this or not, but my spirit, when I'm around other people, seems to take more control of the situation. So the games they used to play on me, which I have many T-shirts for, which the emotional healing took away, it doesn't happen anymore. I can see sometimes that they get ready to play the same game, and then they just totally stop. It's almost like my spirit getting rid of the clones is helping their spirit knock out the clones. Now, I don't want to sound, you know, so powerful or whatever, but it's my spirit, and we've never really had our spirits like this. This is all new, groundbreaking, high spiritual technology. So is that possible?
We'll see. We'll know more in about a month what's actually happening.
Right. Well, thank you, Ron. Thanks, Carrie. I'm going to sign out,
calling.
And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you.
Okay. So,
all
yeah,
right.
Or having stuff on the website that looks like lines or something, send me an email and tell me what type of browser you're doing, because I saw it on mine once, and then I switched browsers and it went away. So I need to have the webmaster look at that to see what browsers are having a problem with lines going in and
okay.
out or something.
Thank you.
So anyway... I guess a question here about what happens if you don't ascend, I guess, to those who don't ascend. Well, last time you came back here again, this time, as of right now, you'll be in the land of darkness, and that's it. So is your spirit going to go there, or are you going to go there with your body, or both? And that's the nuts and the bolts of it. I think we talked about that on the Ascension panel in Los Angeles, so you may want to check that out. I think it's on YouTube, I believe, and listen to that, and I think we may have covered it there. I haven't listened to it yet, but very possibly it could be there. Remember, this is your final time. Your spirit held itself back for 2,000 years for you people, and it was hoping that you would have understood the teachings of Buddha and then the teachings of Jesus after that to clean out your bodies of dense energies, judgments. And this time it's kind of like been there, done that, and it's already created another planet somewhere else. It could change and come back here again. It just depends on what's happening. But as of today, right now, it's no longer going to create this planet. So when the light gets turned off and gets back turned on again, this planet will no longer exist in the universe of light, but it will exist in the universe of darkness, and that's where you'd be taken probably. So anyway, that's the nuts and bolts of it there, everybody. I don't want to sound too negative, but this is the way it is. So back to you, Carrie. Let's get on a lighter note here.
Okay, well, I think we have another caller, Ron.
Hey?
Is someone on the line there?
Yes. Hi, Ron and Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Yes, I've been helped a lot from the clone releasing, and it seems like I've been having better aptitude as far as people are concerned, and also discernment. As an example, I saw a girl who was stuck in the past, and you don't know how to approach them, but then the light teaches you maybe to have parables, use parables of people that are very accepting on both sides, that they can accept a parable. And it's very non-personal. So I just told her, well, you know, if you build your home in the past and you become abandoned and stuck in the past and you lose your friends, but when you build your home in the present moment, then your friends will come back to you. So the light's better, working with me in a better way since I've done the clone releasings. And it's just like cutting down a tree. You have to notch the front of the tree, and that gives you direction and insight on how the tree's going to fall. And then you do the back cut. But what really guides the tree is that 1 inch in between the two cuts that you don't cut. And that's your stress line that rips and tears when the tree falls down. And that's your stress area that you have to avoid with people to guide them in the right direction. So I think I'm better in adapting to people and trying to help and serve them.
That's great.
Uh-huh.
So it's like you're able to be in more discernment then.
Yes, I can see. I can pick up more with compassion about people, empathy, whereas I couldn't feel as much picking up discernment from them and where they were struggling, how I could help them in a nice way where they could accept it without being offended by it.
So how did it help you personally, rather than, you know, other people that you're dealing with like that? Did you feel any body changes or anything?
Well, I feel my body livened up with more light and energies and cycles and just a lot more energy that I have and strength. And before I was tired about working in the backyard. Now I go back there and work, and I do 2-3 times as much work. I just have a lot of energy in my daily activities. And I think my circulation and my body and energies are much better all the way around. Muscles, everything is stronger than it was before from the cologne releasing.
Great. Thank you, Larry.
So good.
That's
with
good.
Insights, too, and strengthening the body system and muscles and more agility and everything. It just corrects everything that you have within you. It's strengthening and it makes a good progressive process for the body to develop further.
That's good, yeah, because you're getting yourself back together.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Larry, for calling.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks, Larry. Pete has a follow-up question here, Pete in Australia, about the clone situation, Ron, and he's asking what clearing blocks a clone coming in, and I don't think there is one yet that will block a clone from coming in, but maybe you have a little more to add about that.
Nothing this very minute. I'm working on how they communicate to each other, but I don't know, you know, the timelines bring them in, so your emotions are bringing them in. So if you didn't have any emotions, then there'd probably be no need to have the clones here. Remember, the clones are here to push your buttons in your DNA, and that's what you're working with, you know, are clones. So that's the sad part.
So maybe the mind-to-heart drop and timeline crashing would be two things that might minimize how many we're dealing with.
Yeah, let's first do the emotional clearing.
Right, whole life emotional.
I'm emotional, and then from there see what your issues are, if anything is left. Remember, you don't know what's stored inside of you or how many buttons you have that's kind of suppressed, but you will find out once you get the whole life emotional clearing, because then you can look at yourself more objectively. And then by doing so, then you can see what you need from there to get more help with. But ideally, you know, if we didn't have that much stuff, the emotional clearing would be all that you would need. You'd need really nothing else to clean out your body. But because of all the blockages that we have, we need extra clearings. But that depends how much, you know, you're being activated by other people to bring forth the negativity from the DNA to get it activated again so the clone can attach to it. So once you get rid of that, and at that point, you know, with the whole lot of time emotional, and then if you don't do the unlimited, by all means get that, because the unlimited allows you to go on daily to clean yourself out. That way you always stay pretty much in the present moment, if you can, from issues. Remember, other people will definitely have issues, but you may not resonate to them as much, which would be very, very good. That's why the clearing's so nice. You know, you can say, well, I've been there, done that. I don't want to hear about somebody gossiping or something all the time when I go out to lunch, or somebody who, you know, had a bad relationship in their marriage, or their spouse is cheating on them, and you hear that every day, you know, of your life, or, you know, maybe the last 2 years or so, because you're all dealing with the same issues. But once you get that clearing done, you know, with different degrees of the issue, okay, so once you get the clearing done, then you can walk away and maybe have a better life, because you can choose different friends, and they will have different issues too, but you should start to feel pretty much at neutral. And the way that you know that you're a neutral is that when you start hearing things from other people, and it's just words. The words have no meaning to you. They don't stick. They don't push one of your buttons. And when you finally get to that point, then you know that you're pretty much cleaned out. And that's kind of the way to look at life. You know, once you get yourself cleaned out, then you're going to have probably much less of these clones coming to you, because they only resonate to what your issues are. That's how they get you. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Mickey, I just want to mention, if you go in on the homepage on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and down on the, let's see, the right-hand side, you'll see a white box that says Wiki, which takes you to the Wikipedia, to the Creation Lightship Wikipedia information, and there's a lot of stuff that you can read about in there if you want to, if you have time, that talks about ascension. There are also Wikipedia archives on many, many, many of the shows, the archive shows that Ron has done over the last few years, and you can read in there the topics that are talked about in the shows, so you could look for ascension or ascension and the earth spirit and stuff like that. So I see you have quite a lot of questions about it, so we probably can't get to them all today, but I wanted to let you know that you can look there. Just one last question from Mickey. Ron, why did the earth not ascend last time? And you did mention that it kind of basically chose to stay here another 2,000 years. So the earth spirit has a choice, just like we have a choice, and it chose to stay for us, I guess, is what you're saying, Ron, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It was going to leave at that time, and it chose to come back again, because almost all of the people living on the planet were not going to do the ascension, and the earth spirit knew that they would be all in the land of darkness afterwards. So it chose to stay another 2,000 years to help out everybody living here, humanity, for 2,000 years. So that was its gift that it gave everybody, was a second chance. Although there won't be a third chance this time, because you already have the second chance. It may sound kind of rough for some of you, but, you know, that's the way it is. You know, remember, the light is a non-judgment, and the light does not care at all which way you choose. You know, you have two paths. You have the path of light, and then you have the path of the mind energy, the alien energy, the darkness. And it depends, you know, how it attaches to you. And the light is very simple to have. You just connect to your spirit, and the duality of everything that we have is brought to you by the light of the darkness. So the light is peace, and the light of the darkness is emotions with duality. So if you don't like to be in peace, the light doesn't care. Remember, it doesn't judge you at all. And it's up to you to decide if you want to have peace, to have your spirit energy, you know, recognized inside of you. Or if you choose darkness, where you want to go out and buy all different types of things to satisfy what you're really trying to find inside of yourself, because you're on the wrong path, but you want to have that energy of cause and effect working with you all the time, then that's the way it is. So last time, everybody went sideways because they were still in judgment, didn't choose to listen to the teachings of Jesus, very possibly, or can get to the teachings of Buddha. Remember, the Buddha came to jumpstart Jesus. So everybody has 600 years to work with their judgments to get rid of what you call karma, the blockages in your cell, your memory of your body, your DNA, to get rid of that. And then when Jesus was to come in 600 years, I think it was approximately, I could be wrong, but I think it was 600, then you would be ready to go for the ascension. Well, people didn't do that back then either. You know, we still have the Buddhist religion, and I don't think it really tells you that much. It could, but most people, you know, just meditate a lot, and they don't want to really typically understand the true teachings. So that's kind of what I see. So the Earth Spirit was very nice to do that for us. And now it's that same time again, but it's leaving because it wants to get on, we'll say, with its life in a different creation, different location, we'll say, you know, having a good time. So that's the way it works. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Okay, let's have a look. Excuse me. Oh, I think we have a caller. I think we have somebody on the line. Sorry. My bronchial tubes are still whacking out here. So is somebody on the line?
Yes.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. Good evening.
Hi. Did you have a question for Ron?
Yes, I do. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
So my question is about staying present. And I was curious as to, there isn't a clearing yet for keeping clones out, okay, per se. So staying present and watching your emotions are supposed to help because they attach to you to resonate pretty much into play with other clones and therefore, you know, create some kind of emotional scene and, you know, and that's the reason why they attach to you or come in. Am I correct?
Yeah, that is correct, yeah. So if the timelines are dedicated to a given emotion, and then you have all the clones that are programmed to be with you for that particular emotion. So if you didn't have that emotion, this is like when you do the timeline crashing. Most people from the past, I first mentioned to maybe do typically 5 or 10 of them, and then I kind of brought that a little bit further, maybe to do 20. Some people have said they did typically maybe 50 to 100 timeline crashings, and they felt wonderful. And so because of that, they got rid of a lot of that emotional energy on the clones that was coming in. So yes, if you had no emotions or issues, let's just use the word issues. If you had no issues, then the clones need to have an issue to live in your physical space. So if you had no issue, then they could not, they would be useless to the aliens because you would just be smiling all the time and not being in judgment, but you would be in discernment. So once you, in a sense, deprogram a clone, which is kind of what you'd be doing in a sense, I'm not using the wrong words here, but if the clone was deprogrammed, we'll say, with that emotion, then all of a sudden you would just be having no energy attachments to it, and you would probably not even realize that you were a clone, actually. That you wouldn't have any buttons to be pushed.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
Okay, I'm getting a lot of static. I'm going to try to go through. Then the next question I have, you brought up Buddha, and I did some, you know, some, hello?
Yes, still here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did some, you know, for a few years I observed some of the techniques that the Vedic traditions used, and one of them, you know, they do a lot of meditations like the Buddhist, but this particular person that I was observing over the years and what he was, you know, suggesting for people had to do with staying present in the present moment. And I think that that helps a lot if you are able to observe yourself and your behavior and your reactions in present time, so that, you know, you don't get all emotional. You know, you kind of just become an observer of what's happening
good.
As opposed to...
Yeah, that is very good.
And, but one of the techniques of staying present, you know, in the beginning is to observe your breath, you know, to really pay attention to your breathing. So would you, do you think that that, all of that helps to keep clones away?
Okay. Yeah, I would think that it could do that, but
okay.
It's still not going to help you heal your body and to allow you to integrate more of who you are inside of you. So, you know, it's an external event that you're doing, and yeah, it kind of sounds like you're finding a way to use a program from the light of the darkness to disconnect you, because you're using mind energy to focus on your breathing. So you kind of got to bear with me here a little bit. And so by doing so, it's like putting a Band-Aid on it, which could work. It could help you. But the stuff inside of you is still there. And that's kind of the way I see that. Different modalities of healings will work. And this is another way of looking at a particular healing, because you're focusing, you're putting energy into your breath, so you're getting rid of all the external stimulus that's coming into you, I would think. That's what I'm looking at, to become peaceful. But the whole thing is, by not connecting to other energies that you have inside of yourself, you're still not going to heal them. You could become peaceful, but you're not going to be in the moment until, you will be until somebody, you know, jerks that string or pushes that button, and then all of a sudden you get knocked out of that. And that's why the clearings are so good, because all of a sudden those buttons are released from you, pretty much. And then from there you're not, you can do that without looking at your breath.
I see.
Okay. What I'll do right now is, your question is very, very valid. I really like that question. So let me bring the energy right now to everybody that would be using that Buddhist tradition here of focusing on your breath. I'll bring it in, I'll count to 10, and you can see how it feels. And then from there, what we'll do is, we'll just do this first here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So you should feel a little more peaceful. Now, the mind can still come in off and on and interrupt this, as long, because you have to focus on it completely. But when you have the clearings, then you don't need to focus on anything to stay in the moment, because the clearings will automatically bring you into spirit energy. So it's a little hard to use mind energy because the mind energy doesn't really want you to stay peaceful all the time, but it's a way that you can somehow help yourself a little bit.
Right. Okay. I mean, that was a fantastic clarification on what was happening and how it relates to what you're giving everybody. What about exercise and the feeling that you get after
then you're probably in the moment more. So then you're changing your focus to exercising, and that could bring you into the moment.
Okay.
You could do that. I now increase my life force energy, and it's not going to be like exercise, but that will bring you more spirit energy, and you will actually feel that instantly.
Okay. Okay. One last thing. I wanted to thank you for that activation, that DNA activation that you gave last week for finances.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the Jewish money activation.
Yes.
Codes, okay.
It's like within 48 hours, there was like some major change, and I wanted to thank you very much for that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, because we probably, you know, being here genetically for a long time, our bodies probably were Jewish once upon a time, possibly, maybe not, but maybe possibly. And, you know, then from that, you may have those codes stored inside of you, deeply buried. But if not, then that would bring in those code energies.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just a way to look at that. In case somebody's wondering, we brought in the energetic codes that the Jewish people have, we'll say in this lifetime, to bring money, to attract money, just making it real simple. So I guess it'd be a little hard because I don't want to sound like I'm anti-Semitic or anything, you know?
Right, yeah, you know, exactly.
Because some people say, yeah, you know, what's wrong talking about here? I'm Jewish, and, you know. No, it's the fact that somehow the Jewish people, like in the Bible, they said they're the chosen people. So you look at it and you go, why were they chosen? Well, they may have had special codes in them at that time to do wonderful manifestations. And so...
Hence eugenics. And
yeah,
my phone's going dead.
Yeah, okay,
hence eugenics,
good. You want to
so
talk about
hang
it?
Up.
Yeah, you want to talk about that?
I can talk about it, but my phone's going dead. Thanks, guys.
Okay,
thank
thank you. So anyway, that's kind of what I did is brought in the codes that the Jewish people in this lifetime would have, which is what they're probably using. They don't know about it typically. But maybe drawing money to them... is very natural, where to somebody else it might be more difficult. So anyway, that's kind of what I did. I did that at a workshop in New York last, and it was kind of fun. So anyway, thank you, everybody. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, you did it on the show, too, a week or two ago on here. Okay, so yeah, so I have 55. I think we came in a minute or two late today. I'm not sure. There are a bunch more questions, but we don't really have time for them. So the Q&A.
We came in a couple minutes late, so yes.
Okay. All right. So we do have a couple more minutes, apparently. So the Q&A number for after this show is 212-990-8000, and the PIN is 8008, and then the pound sign. If somebody could write that in right as we're wrapping up, that would be wonderful. Thank you. I know somebody wrote it in the beginning, so thanks. Excuse me. And you can type any questions that you have into the new email, CLS, Creation Light Ship, as in clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll try and keep that open and monitor that through the next hour. And Ron will have it up, I expect, too. So... okay, so anything else, Ron?
We got the 8-hour call coming up again. We have two left on these
Sundays.
Next two Sundays. And that's where we get rid of the alien critters out of people, as many as we can anyway. And, you know, the phone call will be again this coming Monday. So if you haven't experienced that and... you want to, it's great. You might look at it as an experiment, you know, or something, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to spend $20 just for the hell of it to see what the heck this stuff is. Remember, your mind, which is run by clones, they may not want you to have that, okay?
It's awful,
you know, because it's going to disempower the clones as they get released from you. So if you do have the $20 and you feel very reluctant, know that you're being mind controlled because they don't want to leave you. So just spend the $20, you know. Maybe you have to save a meal or not go out to eat or something or whatever. But, boy, it's going to be quite awesome as you have these away. I'm going to do this coming up in L.A., I believe. I'll do a special session there, I think. I'll have to figure out what I want to do. I'll be doing a workshop, I believe, back in New York. That'll be in probably the last week, I'm guessing, in March or 1st of April, thereabouts, and do a Saturday workshop, decloning people. So if you happen to live on the East Coast there, you may wish to get ready to do that one, come back into town or something then. So anyway, we got to go. The Q&A will be up here. Like they get newcomers asking their questions. That's what it's for. Not necessarily to talk about other things, but to focus on CLS questions so that you can have a much better way of looking at the creation lightship and what it's here to do and the different healings on it. So we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, listeners. And the phone number is 212-990-8000. The PIN number is 8008 and the pound sign. So I'll see you on it in a few minutes here. Blessings. Thank you, everybody.
Good night. Thanks, Ron.